Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Todd Starnes. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So good to have you with us. What a way to start the week here on the Todd Starnes radio program. So look, I as much as I want to jump in with the Hunter Biden stuff, we're going to do that. But if you have seen the videos, if you have seen the photographs, you know how revolting the Hunter Biden situation is. You know how insane this story has gotten. But I'm here to tell you that the end is near for the Biden administration. Again, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are honored to have you with us today. And folks, moving forward, we need to pay very close attention to what is going on with the Biden administration. This is the end game. This is where, over the weekend, the foundational blocks were laid for the Democrat Party, for the mainstream media to destroy the Biden administration, to remove Joe Biden from office. Now, keep in mind, this has nothing to do with doing the right thing. This has everything to do with saving their political carcasses, or carci, if you will, because the Democrats know that they are about to be decimated in the midterm election. So they got to get rid of Joe Biden. And that's where all of the blame is now being heaped. Now, they've had these cards in their back pocket all along. The Democrats have known that Hunter Biden was not just a sleazoid. He wasn't just a pervert. He was, in fact, a criminal. I mean, unbelievable, the stuff coming out about Hunter Biden over the weekend. Now, we've got a couple of moving parts here, and we're going to get to those in just a moment. So put a pin in that for just a second. And I want to talk about the New York Times, who came out with really an extraordinary piece over the weekend. Now, look, this is the mainstream media deserves no credit here, because we've been telling you about Joe Biden. We've been telling you about his issues with dementia, possibly senility. We've been talking about those nonstop for quite some time. And now all of a sudden, the New York Times is talking about what we've all known from day one, that Joe Biden is not mentally fit to be president of the United States. So the Times over the weekend published a story talking and using unnamed sources within the Democrat Party, saying people are very uncomfortable about Joe Biden's age. Now, the article is titled, "At 79, Biden is testing the boundaries of age and the presidency." And they claimed that the reason why the president's four-day Middle East trip was originally scheduled to be combined with his trip to Europe, the reason why that was changed is because they felt like Biden was not up for the task, that he wasn't going to be able to make the trip, which is why they cut it in half. Meanwhile, you have Joe Biden out there saying he plans to run for a second term. He's already the oldest president in American history in office. Should he be reelected, he would be 86 years old at the end of his tenure. And many Democrat strategists are now saying they don't believe Biden should be running for president in 2024. There is a Harvard poll that came out just last month. 64% of U.S. voters say Biden is showing he is too old for the presidency. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Based on what you have just seen, and by the way, a few moments ago, President Biden out there talking about getting the guns, And he actually said the Parkland High School shooting happened in 1918.
Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 1918. 17 dead, 17 injured.
Mr. President, it happened in 2018. In 1918, there were no school shootings, Mr. President. In 1918, Marjory Douglas was just a young woman. She had no school named after her, Mr. President. I mean, this is happening every single day. Every single day. The guy can't even ride a bicycle. And it's not even a matter of riding the bicycle. He can't stand up while he's on a bicycle. And how many times have we been through the Biden gaffes? How many times, over the weekend, he was reading instructions on the teleprompter? But the question is, okay, well, who's actually running the White House if, in fact, Joe Biden is not up for the job? And clearly, he's not up for the job. Do you know that, this is from the New York Times piece here. And again, staggering revelations. They said that while the president's energy level, while impressive for a man of his age, is not what it was, and some aides quietly watch out for him. By the way, those are the people. You remember when Biden gets up and he says, I'm going to get in trouble if I do this, or they told me not to say this, and if I do that, I'm going to get in trouble. Those are the people. Quote, he often shuffles when he walks, and aides worry he will trip on a wire. He stumbles over words during public events, and they hold their breath to see if he makes it to the end without a gaffe. Mr. Biden's public appearances have fueled that perception. His speeches can be flat and listless. He sometimes loses his train of thought, has trouble summoning names, or appears momentarily confused, the New York Times wrote. More than once, quote, again, this is from the New York Times. More than once, he has promoted Vice President Kamala Harris, calling her President Harris. Mr. Biden, who overcame a childhood stutter, stumbles over words like kleptocracy. He said Iranian when he met Ukrainian, and several times called Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat of Virginia, John, confusing him with the late Republican senator of that name from Virginia. He stays out of public view at nights and has taken part in fewer than half as many news conferences or interviews as recent predecessors. They described Biden as generally a 5 or 5.5 day a week president. The outlet also noted the White House appears to protect Biden from unscripted interactions with the news media. Biden has held only 16 news conferences. Less than half as many as former presidents Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush. Biden has only given 38 interviews, far fewer than 116 by Trump, 198 by Obama, and 71 by Bush. I mean, this is not good. This is not good. And this tells me that the radical progressives are running this man's agenda. But what I find interesting is that any time any conservative over the past year and a half has brought up what is very obvious that he has lost his mind, we are dismissed, we are smacked around by the fact checkers, items are deleted off of social media, and yet now the New York Times comes out and apparently it's okay to start talking about Biden's age and mental capacity. Now, here's the problem. Trump is not that far behind. So if Donald Trump runs for the White House in 2024, there will be the same kind of issues raised about Donald Trump. But at least Donald Trump has his mind. At least Donald Trump has his mental faculties about himself. So the problem is, what are the Democrats going to do with Joe Biden? Will Joe Biden go quietly into the good night? And that's not the question they should be asking. The question is, will Jill Biden go quietly into the good night? She's the one that's been pushing him, telling him what to say, where to stand, where to go, when to get off the stage, when to smile, when to frown. Unbelievable, this woman. But it's fascinating because Joe Biden has lost it. And now the Democrats, knowing they're about to be crushed in the midterm elections, they're going to place the blame squarely on the Biden administration. And by the way, Kamala Harris is not out of all of this. Going back to the presidential debates, remember Julian Castro. What did Castro say? He went after Biden's memory and mental capacities, and he did that. He did that during the debates, and he was castigated for that, going after a fellow Democrat because of his memory and his mental capacities. Rasmussen polling found 59% of voters do not believe Biden will complete his first term in office. The Atlantic reported last month that other focus groups have revealed similar data. The word young voters most associate with Biden is old, followed by good and then creepy. Well, he does. He sniffs the hair. It's and you know the whole, you know, caressing his leg hair. That's off-putting to children. According to another focus group conducted with Next Gen America, this is the one focusing on the youth turnout. So there, the Democrats are counting on the young people. And here are some of the words they associate with Joe Biden. Leader, great, nice, okay, cool, senile, and dementia. Now, I'm not a professional political pundit, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's never a good thing when your constituents consider your candidate to be suffering from dementia or senility. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and suggest that is a big, big problem. All right, we're going to take a break here. Do you think Biden is going to be able to finish out his term? Do you believe that the Democrats may force him out? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. All that to say that the Democrats are trying to figure out how they're going to get rid of Joe Biden. They know they got to get rid of the guy. They know that the country is in a tailspin right now, and Biden is completely clueless. So the question is, will he go because of his health or because of the Hunter Biden scandals, which, by the way, if any of this stuff is true, the entire administration is going to come crashing down. And quite frankly, the Democrat Party. I mean, these allegations and the videos and the text messages, the photographs, it's unbelievable. Hunter Biden will literally bring down his father's administration. By the way, according to some of the reporting out there, and with Hunter Biden's text messages, he would refer to his dad as Peter Pedo, as in pedophile. And, you know, Biden's been out there. I mean, the whole point of the Ashley Biden diaries back, what is it, a couple of weeks ago, when that reporting came out, that Biden would take showers with his daughter. And we have to imagine that they were, you know, well, you've taken a shower before. I mean,
It's and the reason why where's Grace Baker? Grace, the reason why I'm hesitant about talking about the Hunter Biden stuff. We're going to talk about it, but it's just so graphic.
Yeah, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
I mean, the guy doesn't wear pants. Nope. I don't know what to say.
He thinks he's a cartoon character and he can just get away with not wearing pants, I guess.
It's unbelievable. The sliding. Did you see the one where he slid down the pool? The slide?
Honestly, I didn't want to watch that.
Well, he slid down the slide.
Ugh.
And then he's doing the coke.
Or I saw that video.
Cocaine with the prostitutes.
Yep.
They had a
he's
big argument.
It.
They had a big argument about how much their cocaine was there.
Aye.
I mean, this is a guy. And look, this is... We're dealing with a guy with serious, serious problems here. I mean, mental problems.
That's the understatement of the century.
And the reality is, it's not a laughing matter. I mean, this is a guy who is in a tailspin right now, and I'm concerned for his own safety.
Oh, yeah, for sure. His own safety, and clearly he's involved with other people who are putting them in danger, too, so...
Well, the grandkids, I mean, something's not right there in the family. As a matter of fact, and this is the guy that Joe Biden calls the smartest man he knows, is Hunter Biden.
Scary.
Who's snorting crack, smoking crack. He's hanging out with, I mean, more prostitutes. I have never, it's just shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, and disgusting.
It's everything you can imagine, like in the Old Testament, Hunter Biden is doing.
And it's also like during the lunch hour, I hate to describe these things to people. It'll make you lose your appetite real quick.
Well, one, he was like eating a sandwich, doing coke, eating a sandwich, and
yummy.
Delicious. Having his way with the sidewalk Sally. But it's all out there now. And 4chan is releasing. They were able to hack into Hunter Biden's cell phone. So this is not old stuff.
No.
This is new stuff. But I just want you to think about this for a moment. Imagine if that had been Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, could you imagine the outcries? We have to impeach Donald Trump. He's hurting our democracy. He's destroying it. His family is an embarrassment.
It would have been over.
Yep.
I mean, they would have impeached the guy. They would have thrown everybody in jail. I mean, there would be FBI. Where are the FBI raids on the houses? That's what I want to know.
They're too busy with Project Veritas.
They literally went to Trump's attorney's house and hauled him out in his underpants in front of a female officer. They would not even let him put on pants.
Yeah, he asked, and they were like, nope, come out.
If I were the attorney, I'd be all over that. I would use my platform to name and shame every police officer involved in that.
True.
Every single one of them.
Why not?
And I know... Todd, they're just doing their job. I don't care. So is the Gestapo over in Nazi Germany, but they had to pay a price too.
Yeah, there comes a point.
And that's what and by the way, that's what the FBI has become. They're state police.
Yeah, they're political.
Going after Trump. But where are the late night raids? They did Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, all of those guys. And then you have the video evidence of what Hunter Biden is doing, not to mention his own father admitting on the cell phone video that we have, the audio that we have, that he knew about his son's dealings in China.
Yeah, it's clear as day, and they're ignoring it.
CBS News now reporting that Hunter Biden is under a federal investigation. Again, why are they not raiding the homes? Why are they not going after? Why are they not posting this on CNN? Where were the news crews? Why weren't they pre-positioned? Because they certainly were with every Trump supporter. Everybody who was associated with Donald Trump, every time the FBI showed up, guess who was there? CNN and MSDNC. You think Hunter's going to go? How do you think this is all going to go down, folks? Do you think Hunter's going to bring down the administration, or is it Joe Biden's old age? One way or the other, Joe's gone. I don't think he finishes out his term. 844-747-8868, and I say good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, Mr. President. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob.
And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, all you folks there in Salem, Oregon, I'm coming to town next week, July 22nd. We're doing a big event there, big barbecue, going to be a lot of great food, a lot of great conservatives, sponsored by our friends at KYKN. They're flying me in, and we're just going to have a great time. The Republican Party there, I'll be speaking. We're going to be signing books, and we want you to come out, bring the neighbors, bring the kids. It's going to be a family-friendly night, and we're very excited about that. Go to the KYKN website if you would like information on attending the big event coming up next Friday as I fly out to Oregon. I guess I got to fly into Portland and then drive down to Salem. So I will look forward to restaurant recommendations. So any of you folks in Oregon, you got to let me know where I need to be chowing down. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868, Germantown, Tennessee. John on the line, our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, hello, Todd. Good morning. I am from Germantown. I think you are, too. Listen, two things on my mind. Your question about Biden. I totally agree that he's senile, and things are certainly basically saying that, the way he acts, the way others view him. I think within his administration, they've seen that. More or less, though, let him finish out, because the alternative of Vice President Harris is just not at all favorable. And two, we're going to take these midterms back in the Senate and the House, and whatever Biden tries will not go forward unless there's agreement on the other side of the aisle. I also have another comment for you, and you can relate to that one. I am 76, Ivy League graduate, relatively intelligent guy, used to be more intelligent. I don't think Donald Trump at 78 is going to be capable. And that is as much his age as anything else. These guys that are old like this just have to sort of step aside. Maybe he could be a very good kingmaker, but let's find a conservative, constitutionalist, Republican candidate, and there are a couple. And I'd like to see you help that along rather than stay in the Donald Trump camp where I think you're still ensconced. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, John, before you hang up, though, I want to make sure I understand where you're coming from. So you're a Trump guy. You're just saying he's going to be...
voted for him twice.
Yeah. So you're just saying he's going to be too old, and we need to be looking at someone else.
That's right.
Who do you like, John? Do you have anybody that comes to your mind?
Yeah, the guy in Florida.
DeSantis.
Yeah, I was going to say Santiago. DeSantis. He's got it going. He's a military graduate, or he's basically military experience. He's a businessman. He's run the state extraordinarily well, and he's held up well down there. DeSantis would be my man right now, and maybe a good female vice president that could come on with him and be a winning ticket. We will not beat anyone with Donald Trump again. I really don't believe he's got the popularity anymore that it will work. Well, so that's my opinion, for whatever it's worth. Go ahead.
Well, look, your opinions are worth a lot here, John, and I appreciate your insight. And I suspect you're not alone. And I think that's a big issue facing some Trump conservatives. Is it time to move ahead? Is it time for President Trump to become the elder statesman and the kingmaker for the future of the party? John, we're going to open it up, and I'm sure people are going to weigh in one way or the other. Thanks for the call. Folks, John in Germantown says, you know what? Here's the problem. Trump is just going to be too old, and it's time for somebody else to step in. Do you agree or disagree? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Let's go to North Carolina. Steve, WHKP, our great affiliate there. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mr. Todd Starnes. Thank you for all your work. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
I agree with what you say. Joe Biden is too old. My humble opinion is they're going to wait till after the midterms. He's going to, quote unquote, do the right thing and resign. Kamala becomes president, our first female president of color, never having been elected to the job. And as the next 2 years go forward and things do get better just through attrition, because they will, because we're America, she will totally take credit for that. And then in 2024, we could be in trouble. I love Donald Trump. Cannot wait to vote for Donald Trump. But we obviously underestimated the hate 2 years ago, and we probably need somebody new.
You know, now this is an interesting point. And Steve, I know a lot of people are concerned about Kamala Harris. I'm not. If the Republicans control the Senate and the House, they'll be able to stop Kamala Harris from doing anything. So basically, she will be a lame duck president if that happens. But I'm with you. I think if Democrats are massacred at the polls, which I think they're going to be, they're going to want his head on a platter. Somebody's going to have to pay the price for that.
Yep. But they're going to have to make it look like he does the right thing. And as his Alzheimer's is progressing, he's stepping down for the benefit of the country, blah, blah, blah.
No. I hear you. It really depends on what the wife wants, because Jill Biden, she is the kingmaker, I think, in the Biden household. And I'm telling you, based on some of the leaked text messages between Hunter and the other family members, the family hates her. I mean, she is ruthless.
She sounds like it.
Well, I mean, look at what she's done. She shoved her husband. I mean, he's not he I don't think he ever wanted to run. I think she pushed him out there. That's what I think ultimately happened.
The whole thing is Weekend at Bernie's with her holding up the corpse.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. All right. Steve, appreciate that visual. Thank you. 844-747-8868. Gainesville, Georgia. Carol on the line. WDUN, our great station there. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Well, good afternoon. Actually, everything that I was going to say has just been said by the caller before me, because my thought had been that Mrs. Joe Harris was simply wanting her husband to be able to complete his 4 years so he could go down in history as a president who completed his 4 years. But if she is mean and mistreating him, then that's a whole different story. So I'll drop that one.
But yeah, I don't know. Carol, it's interesting. There are reports out there that Jill Biden has really been nasty to the children, is very aggressive towards her husband. And, of course, she and Michelle Obama, they don't get along all that well. And by the way, she hates Kamala Harris. There is really bad blood there. So I'm wondering if you just have a strong-willed woman who wanted to be first lady. And quite frankly, she may be the de facto president right now.
Well, that's what I was about to say. And that has happened before, hasn't it? In United States history, that has happened before.
Going back, I would remember Woodrow Wilson after he had that stroke. She pretty much ran the country as the de facto president.
She did. Yeah. And I think that, there are others.
Anyway, and Eleanor Roosevelt. By the way, Eleanor Roosevelt, a lot of people don't know this story, but she actually wrote most of his speeches. It was a co-presidency, especially towards the end.
But I did respect her, and I did think she was a wonderful woman. That one other comment I want to make is, I don't want Kamala Harris. So I guess my thought is I want him to be able to finish his presidency, but I don't think he can.
No, I don't either. And Carol, God bless you. Thank you for that call, and thank you for listening. What's going on in Georgia, by the way? There's some new polling data out. A couple of weeks ago, Raphael Warnock was up double digits over Herschel Walker. Now Walker is up slightly over Warnock. And both of the very different polls, but both of the polls show Brian Kemp with a sizable lead, about a 10-point lead over Stacey Abrams for governor, and then, of course, Warnock and Walker for the Senate. But Walker is facing all sorts of troubles with the secret children, a lot of allegations out there, and it's pretty scandalous stuff. But the concern is that this may be a very tight race for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Throw in what's happening in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz, and there are some concerns that the Republicans may not be able to take back the U.S. Senate because of weak candidates. Now, I'm going to rely on you people in Georgia, because it seemed to me the only reason that Herschel Walker was selected is because he was a football star and everybody knew it. Everybody knew his name. That was pretty much it. Because you actually had some rock-solid Trump conservatives, true conservatives, conservatives who could debate, conservatives who could get out there and fight, conservatives who actually lived in Georgia, and those people were shoved aside. And the decision was made, Herschel is your guy. Whether he debates or not, it doesn't matter. So I'm hoping that actually pays off for the Georgia Republicans. Because if Dr. Oz loses, and Dr. Oz is not doing well in the polls, nobody knows what Dr. Oz is up to. At least Herschel Walker is still clinging to President Trump. But President Trump may have to come back to Georgia and do some rallies to really get those numbers up for Herschel Walker. It's very puzzling what's going on right now in those Senate races. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, this past Saturday, President Trump held the big rally in Alaska. Sarah Palin was there. Newsmax, the only major news network covering the rallies live. And let me say, if you miss the rally, you got to go to my website. One of the funniest things I've ever seen involves a couple who were wearing Trump T-shirts, and Trump told them that he wanted their shirts, and they literally gave them the shirts off their back. It was hilarious. We got the video. I made that switch a long time ago to Newsmax, and you should too. They've got incredible coverage of Biden's dangerous programs. Every night you can see Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Millions of people are switching from the old cable networks to Newsmax. Even President Trump says Newsmax is good. And by the way, Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news channel. All you need to do is text the word REMIND to 39747. You're going to continue to get information about Trump's big news, the upcoming rallies, and more breaking news reports from Newsmax. Text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Grace Baker, I've got to ask you a question here. There's a crazy story out of Plano, Texas.
Okay, as long as it's not about Hunter Biden.
No, it's not about Hunter Biden.
Okay, good.
No. This is a woman is fully clothed.
Oh, bless.
So there's a mom, and she's getting ready to have a baby.
Okay.
She's like 35 weeks along. And so, I mean, you know, she's there. She's committed. Gets pulled over on the interstate because she's driving in the HOV lane. And she, the deputy sheriff says, I got to give you a ticket because, you know, this is the carpool lane. And what's the HOV rule? You got to have one other person in the car.
Yes.
And she says, well, officer, I do have one other person in the car.
Oh.
It's my unborn baby.
Got him.
And the officer was like, wait, what? And so he goes and he goes to talk to his partner. And so long story short, they give the woman a ticket. Let's take a listen.
So there's an internet, a split on the interstate up there, and you can go east or west. I have to go east to go back down to 75. And they had, I guess, an HOV checkpoint, and I had no clue what was going on. I got up on top, slammed on my brakes, and I thought they were maybe looking for someone or there was a car wreck. Never in my wildest dreams, it was an HOV checkpoint. I got pulled over, and the officer said, okay, well, you're in an HOV lane. And I said, yes. And he said, great. Is there somebody else in the car? And looking around, I said, well, yes, there is. And he said, well, where? As he's peeking in the car, and I pointed to my stomach. I was like, right here. And he said, well, it's two bodies outside of the body, so that doesn't count. And so I just kind of was in shock, and I was like, well, in light of everything that's happened, and I'm not trying to make a huge political stance here, but do you understand that this is a baby? And he kind of just brushed me off and asked me to go to the other officer to get my citation and talked to that officer, and he said similar thing, and he said, ma'am, this is what you're getting cited for. And honestly, if you go and fight this, I'm sure it'll get dropped. Which then, of course, that kind of boiled my blood, that not only did I get dismissed, didn't have a conversation about it, but I also now just wasted my time. And I'm going to have to waste my time July 20th fighting a ticket that I feel that I shouldn't have gotten.
So here's the question. Is she right, or is the police officer?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm curious. You're a woman. So
obviously, the child, first of all, the unspoken rule, men, it's very tricky when you see a woman out in public and you're like, is she pregnant or no?
Or does she just really like ho-hos and nutter butters?
Yeah, so you have to be careful asking that question. So there's that aspect of it. He probably felt a little awkward. Secondly, obviously, yes, it is another human inside of her. Now, I understand the argument of we need someone in the passenger seat, so when he pulls her over, he doesn't see the baby. So I understand that argument, but I also get her argument. So I don't really have a good answer for you, Todd. I'm sorry.
This is a head scratcher, because initially you think, okay, this is about whether or not you believe it's an abortion related, but it's really not.
No.
It's not an issue. No, we all agree that the baby is the baby is the baby.
Yes.
The question is, what is the point? And I heard a caller on KWAM earlier today talking about this, and they said, look, the point of that HOV lane is to reduce traffic.
Yep.
So does the unborn child drive a Nissan?
No.
No, it doesn't.
So. And that's why, you know, again, it's like, can you see? I mean, I've seen in, like, I think it's San Francisco, they'll, like, put a blow-up person, like a balloon, in the passenger seat to make it look like.
I thought we weren't talking about Hunter Biden.
Oh. Oh, God.
Can I just say,
thanks, Todd.
I think the deputy sheriff was absolutely in the right here, but he was completely wrong.
Yeah.
Just let it go, sir.
I would have let her go with a warning and sent her on her way.
She's with a child.
Because how many people are actually going to try to do that?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'd give her points.
Well, yeah.
For cleverness.
It was pretty clever. What would you do, ladies and gentlemen? Who is in the right here? The driver, the pregnant driver, or the deputy sheriff? Do you give the woman a ticket? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. I think she's more ticked off that she's got to go to court, because the cop told her, well, you know, you're probably gonna win. Okay, well, why give her a ticket then? Why waste her time? Why waste her effort? Why waste her money? I just didn't get that. But it is kind of interesting, so... That's pretty bold of the cop. I'm not sure I'd have done that. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hour two of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park, I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, I was just informed by the staff that apparently today is National 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. So, happy Slurpee Day, America. Good to have you with us. I'm Todd Starnes. And it is a great joy to be with you today. We got a lot going on. By the way, we're expecting Congressman Scott Perry to join us. He is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus in just a little while. Also, our buddy Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. And if you have not checked out the Timothy Plan, you don't know what you're missing. And it's we're going to have a good conversation with Art about where the economy is going and, more importantly, how we can invest wisely in American businesses, especially with all these companies going woke. Miranda Devine from the New York Post, she's been all over this Hunter Biden scandal. We're going to be speaking with her a little bit later on. And a good buddy that you're going to love this guy, Lance Walker from Walker Auctions, one of the top auctioneers in America, is going to be here a little bit later on. Look, I want to get to the phones. We've had a couple of folks that want to weigh in on stories from the last hour. Thomas in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, wants to weigh in on the big Biden controversy. Thomas, what's going on?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm a Vietnam veteran. And talking about DeSantis, whether he'd make a good president or not, we already know Trump will make a good president. Nobody has to question that. And
right. Well, I mean, and again, I think Ron DeSantis served his country in the military as well. Is a pretty honorable guy. I think he's done a pretty good job of leading the state of Florida.
Yeah, but he's never been president before.
Well, Trump was never president. Yeah, but you know what? Before Donald Trump was president, he had never been president or elected to office, and he did a pretty good job.
I know, and before I voted for him, I could not stand the man. But when he walked down when he rode down that escalator and started talking, I told everybody right there we're going to be the next president of the United States. And so far, he's been the best president in my lifetime.
Well, no doubt about that, and I think history is going to judge him as such, Thomas. I really do. Thomas, I appreciate the call. CBS News, by the way, reporting that Hunter Biden is under investigation by the FBI.
Based on our investigative unit's reporting, the U.S. attorney in Delaware has been probing a number of issues. They include tax fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, as well as whether Hunter, James Biden, and their business associates complied with foreign lobbying laws. What I can also tell you based on our reporting is that there's a lot of noise and static in the system. Based on my experience, that can be an indicator of conversations and discussions between the two parties on whether they can reach some kind of plea agreement.
All right, there you go. That's Catherine Herridge over at CBS. I do know that she's got impeccable credentials and sources up on Capitol Hill. So she clearly knows that Hunter is facing big, big problems. Do not be surprised. All of this comes to a head right after the midterms if the Democrats face a shellacking. In the meantime, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I didn't realize, Grace Baker, I've been mispronouncing his name. I've been calling him Secretary Butt-Edge-Edge, and I had no idea. Why didn't somebody tell me?
I'm sorry. It was just more entertaining to hear you say that, so I didn't correct you. Otherwise, I would have, but it was just too entertaining to pass up.
All right. Well, anyway, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg was on the Sunday shows. Last week, we told you about Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was having a delicious steak dinner. And I appreciate him even more, knowing that he's a red meat eater. You know, he's not one of these, you know, vegetarian plant protein people.
Vegan snowflakes.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say that, but yes, that is accurate. So anyway, he's trying to enjoy a good old steak dinner at the Morton's in Washington, D.C., and he's set upon by these animals, these protesters that were out there acting like fools. He had to be rushed by a security team out the back door of the restaurant, and now all these Democrats are suggesting that there's nothing wrong with that. In other words, that there should be that these individuals should be heckled and chased down. As Maxine Waters said, we should absolutely harass Trump supporters, Trump officials all over America. So anyway, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg was asked to respond on one of the Sunday shows. And the reason why is because his spouse, his husband, is it Chastity? Is that his name? Chasten or Chastity, I can't remember. The guy blocked me, by the way, Grace Baker. Mayor Buttigieg's husband got triggered by something I wrote.
It was probably
the chest beating. Oh, I mispronounced.
Well, I was going to say that you mispronounced his husband's name.
Well, it could. I mean, there's a lot of things. It could have been the fact that they, you know, were chest feeding on maternity leave.
This is true.
That could be it. Anyway, I got blocked. But anyway, Buttigieg's husband is saying that, basically telling the Supreme Court justice to suck it up and deal with it. And so Buttigieg was asked about this on the Sunday show's Cut 4.
Your husband tweeted after Justice Brett Kavanaugh left a Washington restaurant due to protesters. The tweet reads, "Sounds like he just wanted some privacy to make his own dining decisions." Is that appropriate, sir?
Look, when public officials go into public life, we should expect two things. One, you should always be free from violence, harassment, and intimidation. And two, you're never going to be free from criticism or peaceful protest, people exercising their First Amendment rights. Okay. And that's what happened in this case. Remember, the justice never even came into contact with these protesters, reportedly didn't see or hear them. And these protesters are upset because a right, an important right, that the majority of Americans support was taken away.
So there you have Secretary Buttigieg, and he says, yeah, what's the problem? I don't have a problem. Keep in mind that Brett Kavanaugh was the focus of an attempted assassination. There was a guy that wanted to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. That guy now in custody. Nobody's condemned that from the Democrat Party right now. Joe Biden has not condemned that, not once. So my question is, at what point do you draw the line? Seems to me that what we need to be doing is condemning this sort of nonsense, and that Joe Biden and Maxine Waters and Pete Buttigieg, they all should be telling their gangs, their mobs, to stand down. Otherwise, somebody is going to get hurt. And their response is just to shrug their shoulders. Now, again, if Pete Buttigieg doesn't have a problem with the protesters showing up every time Brett Kavanaugh goes out to eat or goes to the gym or goes to the supermarket, maybe, just maybe, some enterprising journalist will publish Pete Buttigieg's personal address, home address. Maybe Pete Buttigieg would not appreciate it if there were people outside his home 24 hours a day protesting. Or going outside the restaurants when Pete Buttigieg is eating at his kale chips at the vegan restaurant with his husband Chastity. Maybe, just maybe, Pete Buttigieg would have a different thought process, a change of mind, if you will, if in fact he was subjected to the mob outrage. Just want to throw that out there. Look, I don't think we're going to be bothering these people. You know what? If you got a problem with the Supreme Court justice, go protest at the Supreme Court. You don't have to go to their neighborhood. We all know what this is all about. This is about intimidation. This is about bullying and harassment. We saw the same thing happen here in Memphis, Tennessee, where you have these radical terrorists, some of whom are elected to office down here, leading protesters, a mob, to the home of the district attorney, the Republican district attorney. firing projectiles at the home, hoping to set it on fire. We've got the video. I mean, if they're doing it in Memphis, Tennessee, you better believe they're doing it in big cities. And we're seeing it play out right now in Washington, D.C. Look, we got to take a break. We're going to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Well, look, Todd, I'm doing as well as I can be in this world where every leftist and Democrat trumps out on stage and tells us that the economy is doing just fine and it's doing well and it's never better. You know, we saw the polls and I'm sure you wonder like I do, who are these 29 to 33% that still support Biden? But even at that, where the rest of them are throwing them over the cliff, you wonder, you know, do they really, they're not talking about changing policy. They're not talking about changing direction. They're just talking about changing the horse that's pulling the wagon, right? So, you know, it doesn't matter if you change the horse. The wagon's still carrying the same baggage of destroying America, the terrible energy policy, the terrible fiscal policy, the terrible national security policy, which means that, you know, in essence, they really care more about their party than they do the country and the people that they have pledged to serve. They're serving themselves. You're paying for it. And they're going to demand and command you to do as they see fit because they know what's best. They're the coastal elites. They're the favored few, and you, the rabble, need to just do what you're told. And if Biden doesn't do a good, if President Biden doesn't do an effective job enough at it and can't be reelected, well, we need to find somebody that will, because we're sure not going to change what we think of you and what we think America should be. That's the message that they're really sending at this moment.
You know, Congressman, over the weekend, the New York Times put out a really scathing piece on Joe Biden and his mental capacity, wondering if he is going to be capable of running for re-election. I believe National Review's got a piece out. CNN a couple of weeks ago actually talked about that issue on the air. Are you beginning to hear scuttlebutt there on Capitol Hill as well? And the reason I ask that is I think this is one of the ways the Democrats are going to be able to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, they want to get rid of him. And of course, look, this is nothing new, Todd. What's new is that there's actually mainstream, if you want to call it that, or left-wing reporting on it. Everybody in America knew it going into the 2020 election. It's just that they wouldn't report on it because they hated President Trump and his policies so much they would have taken anybody at all as long as they – look, you remember the criteria in the Democrat primary? Who can beat Trump? Not who can save America, not who can do better for America, who can beat Trump. That's all they cared about, and now they're stuck with this thing, and they don't know exactly what to do with it. Like I said, what the New York Times should also be talking about is not only the fact that it's elder abuse and that the president is incompetent and maybe incoherent, but the fact that the policies of the left, which he is championing at the behest of all the people around him that he appointed, are destroying the country. So it's not just about replacing Joe Biden or who's at the top of the Democrat ticket, but the policies that are destroying the very country that they have pledged an oath to uphold and defend.
Meanwhile, you've got these reports coming out surrounding Hunter Biden. And one of the things that I just I was thinking about this last night. During my years at Fox News, I would go and work at the White House, had to submit to an FBI background check or Secret Service check. And, you know, if you wanted to be anywhere around the president, you had to do that. It didn't matter who it was. I'm just wondering how in the world Hunter Biden is able to get inside the White House based on all of these allegations, the videos, the text messaging. Congressman, this is some very disturbing stuff that's happening here.
Of course it's disturbing, Todd, and it's been disturbing for some time. We all know, we can all see there have been two standards, not only two standards of justice, but two standards of national security review. If you're a hardcore leftist doing what Barack Obama and what President Biden wants you to do, then we're just going to waive that, or we're going to change the standards, or we're not going to comply at all, and the press won't report on it. If you're a conservative, if you're interested in America First policies, you know what? You probably can't even get a security clearance. I remember during the past administration, we talked to the president about hiring different people at national security levels and so on and so forth, and they never made it. They were never hired in 4 years, and one of the reasons is they could never get their security clearances approved. They just would get lost in the mill, Todd. It's the permanent bureaucracy. It's the establishment, the uniparty, and the hard left that refuses to make any changes in that regard. And unless you're with them, you're their enemy, and they're going to use the power of the state to make sure that that the status quo, where Washington, D.C. has all the power and the citizenry has none, they want to make sure that that is maintained.
Will there be investigations if the Republicans retake the House?
Boy, Todd, the easy answer is absolutely. There has to be. Now, I say that as the lowly chairman of the Freedom Caucus. I'm not in the position of leadership. But if our leadership at the time that will be elected does not do that, and does not do that in a forthright manner and a fair manner and a transparent manner, then they don't deserve to serve. And the Republican Party, I'm just going to say this, it's hurtful to me, but the Republican Party will have lost its right to be in the majority. We have got to restore truth and justice and equal justice for all. And we've got to get the bottom of not only Hunter Biden, the last election, the use of the Justice Department and the FBI to target political opponents by the left. All that stuff needs to be ferreted out. This abuse of power by the so-called J6 committee and all their acolytes must be ferreted out, and there must be an accountability for this.
And real quick, Bob, our time is short here, and we will talk about this, folks, so hang tight and I'll explain the background here. But, Congressman, our understanding is that the president's former President Trump's attorney was not even asked to corroborate or refute the testimony of Hutchinson. What's the point of all of that then?
The point is character assassination. Once they ring the bell, Todd, you know, and you've worked in politics and around politics for a long time. Once the bell has been rung, it can't be unrung. And so just because it's not true doesn't mean that once it's said that it's not going to be used in campaign commercials and ads and rhetoric across the board to defeat their political rivals. That's what this is. So once it's said, there's no corroboration. No one's actually seeking the truth. No one's actually seeking facts. This is personal and political assassination. That's what this is. Character assassination.
It's disgusting. Oh, well, Congressman, our time is short here. We appreciate the information and the intel. Disturbing days, and let's just hope and pray the Republicans win in big numbers in the midterms.
Well, let's do more than hope and pray, Todd, but God bless you. Stay in the fight, and we're just so proud to be with you. Thanks for all you do.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry, everybody, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Yeah, Pat Cipollone was called before that January 6th committee. And, of course, all these allegations that were made by the 23-year-old Trump aide. And she made allegations concerning Pat Cipollone, and they didn't even bother to ask him any questions about that. He's absolutely right. It is character assassination. So we'll get into that. Hang tight. Got a lot going on. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, so before we go to Art Alley, I want to circle back to this conversation we were having with Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. So Friday, President Trump's former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, was testifying before the January 6th committee. And the reason why he had been summoned, we all thought, was because of this testimony delivered by Cassidy Hutchinson, who basically, her testimony was, well, I heard, or somebody told me, or there was a person who was in the room, and they told this other person, and they told me. And one of the big allegations was that Pat Cipollone was making the point that lots of people would be going to jail, that they would, quote, get charged with every crime imaginable. Now, you would think that they would be, that the committee would want to hear from Pat Cipollone himself, not the hearsay. Now, sources are telling CNN that it never happened, that he never said what he said. Cut number 8.
Former Mark Meadows aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Pat Cipollone said that something along the lines of they would get charged with every crime imaginable if Trump went up to the Capitol. Two sources tell CNN that the committee did not ask Pat Cipollone whether he had said that. Is that true? And if so, why wouldn't you ask him that?
We never call in witnesses to corroborate other witnesses or to give their reaction to other witnesses.
Well, why not? Isn't that the whole point of this? But it's not. The whole point is to destroy Donald Trump. This is a sham committee hearing. Keep in mind, this is not a court of law. And if it was a court of law, this thing would have been thrown out a long time ago because there is no evidence. And for the committee to say, well, no one pushed back, it's because they're not asking the witnesses to push back. They're saying no one refuted her testimony. That's because no one was asked to refute her testimony. That's how they're able to get away with this. Folks, this is really ugly stuff here. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Art Alley, he is the founder of the Timothy Plan, one of the most important ministries and financial organizations in the country. Art, good to have you with us today.
Hey, man, I see you're on a roll today, so good to be with you.
Well, Art, you know, it frustrates me because I believe in due process. I believe having a fair day in court. I mean, granted, this is not court, but they're making it out like it is to the American people. And I'm afraid a lot of folks aren't going to be paying attention to the nuance here.
It's amazing. It's amazing how easily conned too much of the American populace really is. But on the other hand, there's a whole bunch of us waking up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. This kind of deception and lying and cheating, right out of the Marxist playbook, that's what they're doing. And unfortunately, there are victims of this. Look at the people been in jail for just standing there in front of the Capitol on January 6th.
A lot of people. A lot of people, Art.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's almost like they're in a gulag. I mean, my gosh, man, you ought to be upset. The American people ought to be upset. And we ought to go show our upsetness in November.
I hope we're out.
Is that a good word?
It's a brand new word, and we're writing this down in the lexicon. Art Alley, I love it. Look, there's been some big news in the world of business. Elon Musk announcing that he's walking away from this $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. And he says that the reason why is they have not been forthcoming with a lot of evidence about how many people are actually using the platform.
Well, Elon Musk, I sure don't know that guy, but I'd like to. He's a genius. I mean, anybody who thinks he's not going to end up buying Twitter had better rethink. But, I mean, what a strategy. I mean, look how much Twitter has fallen in price. And all that does is makes the deal much sweeter for him. I believe he's still going to do it. I don't know. I don't have any information. You know, he's a negotiator, just like Donald Trump is a negotiator. They end up with the best deal, and I think that's just a little bit of strategy to see what happens.
I think they're down, Twitter stock down about a little over 8%, and that's probably going to go down a little bit further.
That's today.
That's just today. Yeah, just that's today.
Right. Yeah.
Art Alley is with Timothy Plant. TimothyPlant.com is their website, and folks, it is seriously the greatest resource for you if you're investing. You got to check out the great programs and the great resource and information they have. Invest with integrity. That's the motto, and I love it. It's a great motto, and you need to do that. You need to invest your money with integrity, especially in these difficult days moving ahead. And Art, I want to ask you about that. Some people say we're already in a recession. Others say we're heading to a recession. What advice would you give the average consumers out there in these coming days?
Batten down the hatches, because we are either in one or one's coming, and it's all been orchestrated by corrupt leadership that's trying to destroy America. We don't have to go through this. I have high hopes for November, and I don't put 1,000% confidence on the outcome of the election, but we can turn this country around in a long weekend. I heard Art say that one time, and I said, you know what? He's right. You do the right things, and America is a powerful, strong country that I don't think they're going to be able to take it down like they've tried to. And they are the folks that are running the show in Washington, D.C., and a number of the blue states. When people will wake up to the fact that liberal policies, that's a wonderful word for socialistic policies, don't work, can't work, won't work, and they have driven us. They're in a conundrum. What's the Fed going to do? Well, I get in trouble for saying, you know, I've been doing this for 45 years. I have never seen the Fed do the right thing ever. So whatever they do, they're going to mess it up even more. You got inflation way out of control. And so how do you control that? Well, you raise interest rates. Well, you raise interest rates, you send the country into a recession, if not depression. They're just trying to implement a system that never has, never will, never can work, and that's socialism.
Art, I know that you guys have been in this business for a very long time, and you encourage folks to talk with their financial advisors, and then, you know, you guys help provide the resources necessary to align investments with values, and that's a huge thing that I suspect a lot of people don't really think about. But if you don't have a financial advisor, you can actually invest directly with the Timothy Plan. Is that right?
Well, you can. We have a team of people here, and we have another team that will counsel with investment advisors, because a lot of them don't get it. It really does matter where you're investing money. You're seeing headlines of companies that are going so woke, it's almost unbelievable. You're seeing a list of companies now that are paying all the expenses for travel for an abortion to a different state. These people have lost their minds. When I started, Todd, 45 years ago, the important thing was a company would operate as efficiently as it can to make as much profit as they can for the benefit of their shareholders. And today, that's all taken a back seat to being politically correct and woke. with this ESG stuff going on. It is crazy what's going on. However, like you say, with Timothy, we got great money managers. We've got 12 mutual funds and 6 exchange-traded funds. The best thing I know how to do is diversify, hang in there. Things are really down now, so you want to wait until they go up before you invest, or would you rather do it while they're down? Now, it could go down more and probably will, but the only way to lose money in the investment world is when you panic and sell at the wrong time.
Wise, yes, you're absolutely right. All right, Art, we're going to have to leave it there. TimothyPlan.com, okay. Folks. I trust them with my money, and you can trust them with yours. TimothyPlan.com, they're going to steer you in the right direction. Art Alley, a wordsmith on top of a great financial guru. Who knew?
God bless.
All right, Art, we'll be talking to you soon. That's our good buddy Art Alley, and I'm telling you, folks, they make it so simple, so easy, and you're going to appreciate the great work they do with your money over at TimothyPlan.com. And we have a direct link on our live show blog, or you can just go directly to their website. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Grace, hold on to your shoes, because our buddy Mike Lindell is having a blowout slipper sale. Oh, this is exciting. Mike Lindell is a big fan of this program. He's been on as a guest many, many times, and he's actually set up a special page just for our listeners, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you're going to find all sorts of great, great discounts, including the blowout slipper sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This is not going to last long, and you're going to want to get a pair because these things are incredible. It's like you're walking on the MyPillows. It took Mike over 2 years to develop these great slippers. You can wear them indoors and outdoors all day long, made with quality leather suede. So here's how you can get yourself a pair of these great slippers. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. And you can order there with my promo code STARNES, or you can give them a call, 1-800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code STARNES.
Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Grace Baker, we have a crazy story in the, you know, we do the crime report.
Oh, yes.
The police blotter.
Yes.
And with the crazy crime stories from all over America.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, they typically seem to happen in one specific state.
Mm-hmm. And let me guess, Florida.
All right. Time now for Crime News.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the fruited plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes ABB.
Dateline, Florida. The Sunshine State. A trailer park. A man, his neighbor, and a rooster.
That's a weird love triangle.
No, this is not Hunter Biden. By the way, when Congressman Scott Perry does summon Hunter Biden to the U.S. Capitol, they need to tell him to wear pants.
No shoes, no service, buddy.
I just got to put on some pants.
You're not Winnie the Pooh.
All right, here is this is the actual report from a local television station about a guy who got arrested for killing his neighbor's rooster. Oh.
One day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple of days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
It's true. How many chickens have given their lives, have sacrificed their lives so that we can, you know, enjoy a finger-licking good meal?
And Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Oh, don't you? Yeah, Chick-fil-A. I mean, that's, you know.
Eat more chicken.
That's a poultry genocide. So I'm curious here. Should the guy, I mean, they say he spent 30 hours in jail. He's facing charges. Now, the Sheriff's Department was not going to, they're like, what's wrong with you people?
No.
But it's the animal welfare people that have jumped in on this, and that's why he's facing these charges. It seems to me, if a rooster is attacking you, bring it on, big boy.
That's true. Now, if, like, say the rooster was minding his own business in the neighbor's yard, and you shot the rooster and killed it, then that's on you, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, but if the rooster is attacking you physically,
yeah, that's different.
That's right.
Self-defense right there.
So, anyway, he said that, yeah, he was very upset because the neighbor called the chicken police.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, you got PETA, like, what do you call them, Todd? People eating tasty animals. And they don't eat Chick-fil-A. So they're kind of bitter and grumpy. So
clearly, as are most vegans. Just going to throw that out there.
We're just hammering the vegans today.
I don't mean to. I'm just saying. I'm not sure this guy should have been arrested. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should this man face charges for killing a rooster that was... that's like... Say you're at the zoo and a lion gets loose and the lion is trying to gnaw your leg and you kill the lion. Are you going to be charged at that point? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, which just happens to be in Florida. Mark, I'm just curious. Why is all the crazy crime news coming from Florida?
I don't know. I couldn't even answer that question. But if it was me, I would have waited until night and fed it to an alligator.
I mean, that's how, let nature take its course.
Exactly. But the reason I'm called, I don't know. They're retired. They're drinking too much. I don't know. I can't answer the question.
Trailer park man.
Yeah, it's just the way they fly, I guess.
oh, jeez.
but my thing is, people keep calling in and saying, "I don't want Trump in there. He's too old. He's this. He's that." Let me tell you something. Trump is their best candidate right now for getting something done in this country, because I think that if he gets back into office, he can groom somebody like DeSantis, who's doing phenomenal with our state here in Florida. And I think that if he can get in there, he can groom the next president, which I strongly think could be DeSantis. But by sitting here saying he's too old and this and that, okay, well, give me a candidate that you think that can get in there that can do what Trump did or does. And secondly, look at the backing he's got from his sons, his family, his daughters. They're not running around smoking crack pipes with a bunch of hookers. You know what I'm saying? He's got a good, organized family who can put this country back to where it needs. And I just don't think anybody else can do it but him.
All right, Mark, look, well said. We got to leave it there. We got to run for a break here. But I like the way you're thinking here. Look, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump wants to run, he's going to run and he's going to win. That's all there is to it. He's not doing it now, and there's a strategic reason why. I'll explain that after the break. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Mark says the guy shouldn't have been charged. What say you? Cock-a-doodle-doo, America.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. I'm Todd Starnes. Grace, I knew this was going to happen. This chicken story.
Oh, yeah.
So,
got you hungry for a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of weird, but I think I'm done with Chick-fil-A for a little while.
I go through phases with that, too, so it's okay.
It's a safe space here.
It's okay.
All right, good.
Because I like Chick-fil-A. I ate it a ton in college. I had to take a break from it for a while. Now, I've had it a couple times. Now, I don't want to have it again for another month.
I don't want
to
ruffle feathers, but yeah.
It's okay.
Thank you for that. Appreciate
I may get
it.
Some angry callers, but I'll fend them off.
No. Look, I hear you. So anyway, there's a guy in Florida living in a trailer park. His neighbor's rooster attacked him. And long story short, the neighbor called the chicken popo. And according to the guy, he got arrested, not by the police, but by the animal people.
The poultry popo?
The poultry police? Poultry popo? I don't know. Anyway, the guy is what spent 30 hours in jail, and now he's facing charges of animal cruelty because he killed the chicken. Now, my take: if you are being attacked by an animal, you have a right to defend yourself.
Just like if you're being attacked by a human, you have a right to defend yourself.
Exactly.
So I agree with that.
All right. So 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. It seems to be a no-brainer to me, but I want to go to Benjamin in Texas. Now, Benjamin, I understand you have a similar story.
I do. My mom one time was in our chicken pen and tending to the chickens, and she had a stick because our rooster would do the same thing. And she was in there, and he started jumping on her back, and she didn't know if it was an intruder or whatever. So she turns around real quick and didn't mean to do this, but she accidentally hit him right on the head, and he died on the spot. But I think we had fried chicken that night. But no, he should not go to jail.
You see, maybe there's more to the story that we don't know, but based on the facts as they were presented, I just don't see why this guy should be in any trouble. I don't get that.
No.
All right, Benjamin. Thank you for the call. Hope that chicken was good. Good for you. 844-747-8868. And have you noticed the crazy crime stories always come from Florida? I don't know how that happened. It used to be, I don't know, Vegas or San Francisco, but now it's Florida. Let's go to North Carolina, Don on the talk station. Hey, Don, what's your take on this?
It's sort of one of my pet peeves as far as pet owners, and no pun intended, but they think their pet can do no harm. They think their pet is just friendly to everybody. And I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but animal control here is useless. I've called them a couple of times, and the dogs are still running loose and still charging people. So I think if a pet attacks you, whether it's a rooster or a dog or a cat or whatever, you ought to pick up a stick or a 2x4 and take care of it.
You see, Don, the cats are the worst because you never know where they're going to come. I mean, at least the dog, they give you a warning. There's like a little growl, and then they just kind of, you know, stop and stare at you. The cat, the next thing you know, I mean, they're like purring and like all happy. And then, you know, they've got their claws planted in your face and you can't pull the cat off.
Yeah. And the sad thing is you're guilty until proven innocent. You're the person who has, you know, defended yourself. But the homeowner or the pet owner and the animal control people charge you for being, you know, mean to the animals.
Yeah. Well,
so what I've started doing is I've started taking videos of the actual dog or the cat or whatever it is that's coming at me on the bicycle or coming at me when I'm walking. So I have a little bit of proof that this animal was actually attacking.
My Uncle Jerry had a dog named Rambo. That's B-E-A-U-X. And Rambo loved to chase motorcycles. So, you know, whenever a motor, they live way out in the country, and if, you know, a car or something would come by, you know, the dog would give chase. Well, Don, one day, Rambo actually caught the car. Ooh. Ooh. And sunk its teeth in to the, you know, the tire. And it was not a pretty, Rambo survived, but, you know, suffered some significant injuries. But you know what? Rambo stopped chasing cars after that.
Well, I had a friend who was a physician that rode a bicycle competitively, and he ended up in the hospital for about 3 weeks with a fractured pelvis, a fractured femur, a broken neck because a dog charged out after him.
Oh, that's not good.
And according to the pet owners, the dog had never done that before. BS. That's BS.
Oh, so big time.
It's just, yeah, it's just, and it's not the pet's fault. The problem is it's the pet owner's fault for not being able to manage their pet.
You know, some of these people, they treat their animals truly like children. No offense, Grace Baker. No, but seriously. But they're not. They're animals.
They're in the grocery stores. They're in Lowe's. They're on the plane. They can't go 5 minutes without their pet with them. It's like they've got emotional problems.
Grace, do you have an emotional problem?
I mean,
Don, you're getting me in trouble.
I feel personally targeted right now.
You don't need your pet in the grocery cart when you're in the grocery store. You can shop for 30 minutes and buy your groceries without having your dog with you.
You can, but why would you? It's way more fun.
Yeah. It's not everybody likes your dog like you do.
Oh, I disagree.
Well,
she's way more popular than I am.
Unfortunately, Grace, you may be one of those pet owners. So,
oh, my word. Don, let me, you know, it's interesting, though, because people, we live in this society now where people seem to not understand that animals are animals. They're not humans. And,
right.
And I mean, there are these reports. What, a couple of weeks ago, you had at least two or three people that were gored by the bison over at Yellowstone.
Wild animals.
And I, you know, I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for people who get gored because I see what they're doing out there. They're trying to feed the grizzly bears and then they, you know, are very upset and they want us to fund, you know, give money to their GoFundMe because they lost their arms. No, you know, if you're going to be stupid enough to go up and try to pet a grizzly bear or a bison, sorry, you get what you got coming.
Darwin's theory of evolution, you know, let's go ahead and call out some of these people that are doing that. And, you know, people are going to think that I'm a hard ass, but, you know, if you're that stupid, you get what you deserve.
All right, Don, appreciate the call. Folks, I'm curious here. Do you agree with Don that people are taking this whole animal pet thing too far? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I don't know how enraged Grace is, but our chief engineer just ran out of the building. I think everybody's running for cover here, Grace.
I mean, it was just the way he was speaking about it. Like, okay, first of all, I have a dog. It's hot outside. I can only do so much with her. I have to keep her in a kennel when I'm gone. So I take her where I can. Like, obviously, you can't take a pet in a grocery store where there's food. Duh. But, like, people take their kids everywhere because they've got to. I gotta take my dog places sometimes. And you know what? She's better behaved than the kids oftentimes.
Well, I don't... You see, again, my issue... And I do a lot of flying. I travel a lot. And I'm just concerned about the number of people who need the so-called support animal, support whatever they call themselves, the support animals.
Well, here's the little secret behind that. I mean, you can get that easy peasy. I mean, you can get that from a doctor. You can get that from all kinds of people. You can take an online test and you can get your dog serviced. The only reason people do that is because it makes traveling with your pet easier. They don't actually.
No, but it doesn't make travel for the rest of the... I was in this tiny little plane a couple of weeks ago. I'll give you a great example. Tiny little plane. The lady next to me had a big old dog, and then there was the guy behind her had a dog, and then scared the freaking living daylights out of me because I didn't realize that there had been a dog shoved up underneath my seat from behind me. And I'm like, I felt like I was at a kennel. I was sneezing the whole flight.
Now, that I can understand, the allergies.
But what's going, I mean, okay, fine. Can we get like a dog-free or a cat-free flight? And going back to 2020, I wrote this story back when I was, this was earlier than that because I was still at Fox. Some moron comes onto an airplane with a miniature horse. A horse.
Okay, that's crazy.
As a service animal on an airplane.
I think that there has to be some amount of warning to people, just so you're aware, because some people are like extremely allergic to dog hair, pet dander, that sort of thing. And I understand that. But I'm also like, you know, if they've passed the test and everything and they can fit under your seat in a kennel, they can fit and you buy the seat next to you and they can sit in the seat.
She had a horse.
Okay, well, it's a horse. I'm talking about dogs and cats here. I'm not talking about horse and, you know, reptiles.
But some of those dogs are just as big as the miniature horses. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm not even going to make a comment
Fred,
about people.
That was the name of the horse. Fred the horse. Who in there? Look, if you've got to walk around with a miniature horse as your support, you've got some issues.
But what if the person's moving or going to visit somebody long term and they just need to bring their animal with them?
Then take Greyhound. And you know what? They'll hook up a trailer behind the bus.
Okay.
A horse trailer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phones on this one. 844-747-8868. Who's right? Who's wrong? Me or Grace? This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to the phones. Portland, Maine. Mary is listening to WLOB. All right, Mary, what's going on?
Okay, Todd, I love you. However, I agree with Grace. There is nothing better than a dog. My granddog is the best thing since white bread. I mean, he knows what to do when I tell him, when to do it, how to do it, why to do it. When I come through the door, he's wagging his tail. Now, how many men wag their tail when a woman comes through that door?
Well, I typically don't wag mine, but I guess that's a fair point.
Yeah, I mean, they give unconditional love. Whatever you do, they don't care as long as you give them treats and just love them. And there's nothing better. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the pets they say you put in a plane. A dog and a cat, fine, but a horse, a pig, a goat, no. But dogs and cats are not, there's nothing better. Unless you get close to a pet like that, you wouldn't appreciate it.
You
really
know, like snakes, somebody said that the snakes are the emotional support animals. Somebody comes on board my flight with a snake, I'm personally taking them off that flight.
Yeah, you and my husband too. But if it's good for them, what do you care?
Yeah, well, the snake gets loose. You don't want it to attack the pilot.
If he's in a good cage, he's not going anywhere.
I've seen that movie, Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane!
No, pets are the best. I agree with Grace.
Well, I'm not saying pets are horrible, Mary. I'm just saying it's, you know, I think people are taking advantage of the whole emotional support system. And I think there are people who legitimately need them, members of the military. But if you've got to get on board with a 300-pound horse to get Kalamazoo, you need to go see a therapist.
I agree with you there. I do. Absolutely.
All right, you see, Mary, okay. I knew you agreed with me and not Grace.
Hey, no. I'm with Grace all the way.
All right, Mary, we'll let you win that. Thanks,
love
Mary.
Okay.
All right, you're kind. You see what I did there, Grace Baker?
You tricked poor Mary.
I like Mary.
She agreed with me. You're taking it to the extreme. Duh, I'm not talking about a 300-pound miniature horse. I agree with you there. That would just disrupt the plane, I feel like. But a cat, a dog, that's fine.
How did we get off on this tangent?
It's the chicken story.
We were talking about the chicken, which I just don't think the guy should have been arrested.
And I agree with you. We agree on something.
If it went down the way they said it went down.
But then, you know, Don from North Carolina, bless him, he came on, and I don't think he's ever owned a pet that he's been close to because he sounded kind of upset. But I agree with you on the chicken story. if he attacked them, if an animal or a human attacks you, you got to do what you got to do.
Get out the buttermilk brine and the Martha White flour, because we're going to have supper.
KFC, buddy.
Get that cast iron skillet going. Retired three-star general, Lieutenant General Gary Volsky, Valesky, and this is an important part of the story. He is retired, has been punished because he appeared to mock First Lady Jill Biden. This story from Newsmax, Sandy Fitzgerald is the author. You can see it up on our website, toddstearns.com. It turns out that the general was responding to something that the First Lady had written after the Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe v. Wade. And so the general said, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is." I don't see where this is mocking the First Lady. I see this as, wow, well, we're so glad you see things the way you ought to be seeing them now. But the military didn't take it like that. It turns out the retired general was working as a consultant. He was getting paid $92 an hour to work with the Army. And so they have now suspended the general, the three-star general, from his job. By the way, Valesky is also a Silver Star recipient. Experts say that Valesky's response breached decorum for a retired military officer and ventured into partisan politics. How is that? There is a raging debate in America right now over what a woman is. USA Today notes that Valesky had posted other tweets with political overtones. He said that the January 6th House Select Committee is all about partisan politics, which, by the way, it is. What's wrong with that? He also said that I'm reading this Newsmax story here. The Army reports Valesky earned $50,000. From November 2020 to August 2021, $18,000 from September 20th to June 22nd. His job is to bring enlightened thinking to the military. I hope that's from a conservative viewpoint. Valesky's tweets reflect a trend of recently retired senior officials who take political stands, including, and they mentioned Michael Flynn, among others, Marine General John Allen, who endorsed Hillary Clinton. You got a problem with this, America? You got a problem with a highly decorated military general getting punished because he's got an opinion about Joe Biden? And I'm still not quite sure what he said is all that political, because it is true. I mean, a lot of these folks on the left have finally figured out, now we know what a woman is after Roe v. Wade came out. We all know that. All right. By the way, when you are free, you need to go visit toddstearns.com. We have a great store, all sorts of incredible things from coffee mugs to tumblers. We also have a great line of T-shirts as well as ball caps, and you're going to love it. It's all quality-made materials. You're gonna love it. Also, all of my books, personally autographed, you're going to be able to get yourself a copy as well. toddstearns.com. Go check it out. Also, be sure to download our free podcast and our free newsletter. Great resources. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, America. Todd Stearns here on this Monday edition of the show, broadcasting from our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. And hope you guys are doing great. Don't forget, next week, on the road to Salem, Oregon. Looking forward to hanging out with all of our great listeners. KYKN Country is going to be a lot of fun out there. One of my favorite shows on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, is a Saturday auction program, and it's hosted by the Walker family, one of the nation's premier auction. I mean, you guys, Lance Walker, are kind of like the first family of auctioneers in America. And it's a fun, fun show. And I told Grace, we got to get Lance on. Lance Walker, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Todd. And Grace said to keep it light and lively, so I bought you some Gibson's Donuts. You know, when two Baptists get in the same room, it's either donuts, fried chicken, or both.
Oh, yes. And I got to tell you, nothing finer than a Gibson's Donut, one of the best donuts in America, and based right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
They sure are, right down the block.
You know, they did like, I mean, they're always mentioned whenever, you know, the big magazines, the foodie world, and they just do a great job. They do this one, they have a maple bacon donut.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So don't tell my. I got to go in for my health, my annual physical after the show, so don't tell my doctor. Oh, my goodness. Lance, you guys have been in the auction business for a long, long time. And I remember. So when I first heard about what you guys did, the only reference I had when I was a kid, we would go down to Coldwater, Mississippi for the big auction. And typically, you were buying, it was basically a yard sale.
Yep.
And, you know, somebody was always trying to pawn off a Velvet Elvis, which are probably now worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know. But the auction industry is not anything like that nowadays.
No, it's completely changed. And that's how we got started. Todd, Terry, my wife, who, by the way, was named the number one female auctioneer in the country several years ago, her dad became an auctioneer, and we started out helping him hold up the pots and pans in the yard, and we caught auction fever. And all of our auctions were live for years and years, and then maybe 15 years ago, 10, whatever, online auctions came out, and it changed our entire world. And we still do live auctions, love doing them. You've attended some of our live auctions, but now online seems to be the way to go.
And your wife, I believe, is in leadership. Is that right?
She was. She's past president of the National Auctioneer Association. She's now chairman of the board. And by the way, Todd, I am going to run for vice president here in a couple of weeks at our convention.
So you have gone from first gentleman under her administration soon to be Mr. Vice
President.
We
hope so. This is an election. I've got to win it. So,
what I love about what you got, it is first class. And the first time I sat in on one of the auctions, I was blown away. It was so much fun, so entertaining. And we're talking about high dollar, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, you guys do the estate sales and stuff like that, but this is like really big dollar stuff as well. And walkerauctions.com, by the way, is the website.
Yes, we do. The fact is, I wrote a course for the National Auctioneer Association called Benefit Auctioneer Specialist, two other auctioneers and myself, and I taught hundreds of auctioneers. So we do large benefit auctions like you attended, and those are fun. We just have fun with the crowd. We get out and we get people to donate to the charity by buying items and then having something that we call a fund to need where they actually just make a donation. And I've traveled the country doing those. And so we still do live auctions, love doing them, but online seems to be the trend right now for most things.
Last year at CPAC, I was interviewing somebody from, I believe, Missouri or Louisiana, and they knew you.
Yeah, we're originally from Missouri. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we just sold a ranch up in Missouri in the middle. We're from the Boot Hill, about an hour and a half north of here from Memphis. Yeah.
Fascinating. Lance Walker with walkerauctions.com. Lance, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to you guys do a radio show on Saturdays on KWAM, and you were telling the story about a woman who had some comic books. You got to share this story. It's fascinating.
This is what I love about the auction business. You know, today we're selling a Harley Davidson and a tractor, we're closing on a house we sold at auction, and then we sold comic books. Now, let me tell you what happened. This was in a house off of Summer, not, you know, a very nice house. If you know the neighborhood, Berkeley area, I think, if I'm not mistaken, just a modern home. And the lady said that when we were setting it up, so Terry, now, by the way, there's a box full of comic books up in the attic. If you can get anything for those, please put them on. Make a long story short, we found the number one edition where Wonder Woman was featured on the cover, and we sold it online, of course, $13,200. No, excuse me, $32,200. at one comic book. Our buyer was up in Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. area, where you used to hang out. And that's what online auctions do. You know, we reached way out, and he was so – he's such an avid collector. He's so picky, may I guess. He drove down here to get his comic book. He did not want us to ship
it. Is that right? $32,000.
Yes, for one comic book. It was just the one.
So that lady, what was her reaction when you told her that this was not just, you know, a $2 comic book?
She's still in the hospital. She was in shock. And then we had several that brought 1,000 or more. You know, it was just incredible. That's what I love about what I do. We sell all over the country. We sell everything imaginable. I've sold a vasectomy at a benefit auction. I've sold
Wait. What?
I did this benefit auction once, and I think it was in Chicago. And the donation was this doctor who was on the board was going to donate a vasectomy. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. I just don't know. This may be poor taste, and I don't know if I should do this. But then go ahead. We'll have fun with it. Well, we did. The crowd went crazy. They were bidding on it. And so I get down the last bit, and it's this lady who's probably in her 40s or 50s, and I like to get in the crowd, as you saw me, and have fun with them. And I go up to her, and I put my hand on her shoulder. I said, ma'am, why are you buying a vasectomy? She said, I want to give it to my honorary son-in-law. The crowd erupted. Everybody laughed. I said, sold to the mother-in-law. And That's stuff you have that you just have. I enjoy what I do. I have a lot of fun doing it.
It really shows. And of course, your son as well.
Eric, yes, he's coming in. Yeah, he's our tech guy. He's a jewel. He knows all about how to set up our online auctions and answer questions that. And so we are proud to have him on board.
So I want to. We got to take a quick break here. Can you stick around?
Yes.
For a few more minutes. And when you, I want you to think about one of the other weird or unusual things that have happened out on the auction. And then I want to figure out, we got to try to auction off these donuts. Maybe we can, I want you to auction off a Gibson donut on the air. So hang tight, Lance Walker. Folks, I got to tell you, it is summertime, it is hot, and I am telling you, one of the best things that I've come across is a delicious new sponsor of this program called Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is amazing. It's all natural, and it will make you feel better. I drink a glass every day. It's the right combination of 12 herbs. Comes in three delicious flavors, natural, pomegranate, and peppermint, my favorite. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007. It's made right here in the USA. It's easy to brew. All you have to do is keep it in your fridge. Drink some every day. Go to getthetea.com to order yours today. That's getthetea.com. Use my code TOD10, and here's what's going to happen. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. Again, getthetea.com. Use the code TOD10.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, beautiful people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today, and we're having a little bit of fun this afternoon. It's the summertime, it's hot outside, we got politics out the wazoo, got to have a little bit of fun. And we're talking with a good friend of this program, and you folks that listen to us on the Mighty 990 KWAM in Memphis, you know Lance Walker, his wife Terry. They are the owners of Walker Auctions, and walkerauctions.com is their website. Great show. And if you want, they've got a podcast as well, Walker Auctions, and you got to listen to this podcast. Just so much fun. And Lance, that comes across that you guys just have fun doing what you do.
We're half-baked entertainers. You know, I was supposed to take Ed McMahon's place on Johnny Carson, but he never would retire.
No, he wouldn't retire. He would not retire.
So most of us are frustrated entertainers. And so when we get in front of a crowd, we're just as comfortable as we can be. You know,
How long did it take for you to learn how? Because I, you know, that auction stuff is hard.
It takes a couple of years to where you master it. You go to school for a very short time. It's just a couple of weeks. They teach you the basics, and then you apprentice. And we apprenticed under our father-in-law, Bob Turnage, who's now deceased. And so it takes you a couple of years to where you really develop a good chant. And if you want to do like Terry did and win the championship, you do a whole lot of practicing. And some people even hire coaches. And I've never won the trophy. I tell people, they say, Lance, where's your trophy? Terry's got one. I said, I don't have the trophy. I have the trophy wife.
Oh, so, oh. I like that.
That gets me brownie points.
That is good brownie points. All right, so you brought in some delicious donuts from Gibson's
yes.
Donuts, the best donuts in America, ladies and gentlemen, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And where's Grace Baker? Grace,
she was lusting after them when I watched it. It was pretty bad.
Grace, you've been accused of lusting after the donuts.
I'm sorry. They just smell so good.
Don't tell Mr. Producer that. So, all right, so here's what we're going to do. Grace and Kyle, all right, we're gonna bid on the – how are we going to do this? We're going to have an on-air auction yep. with the donuts.
There you go. We can do it.
All right, Lance,
now,
yes.
This is what I call a short dozen. There was 12, but somehow from here to my house to here, two of them got – I don't know.
They just
got,
disappeared?
I don't know what happened to them, Grace. They left.
We've got 10 donuts left.
So it's an incomplete collection.
So
that's okay.
If we're at an auction, there's several ways you can do it. You can sell them by each. You can say 1 in 10 times your bid.
Or I
you
want
can
them
sell
all.
Them as a whole, and I thought Grace wants them all. So that's how we sell them. So here we go. A dozen donuts. Who'd be $5? Who'd be five? That's everybody. For now, ten. What'd be ten? Now 12, 15. And now 15. Your turn to be 15.
I'll take
now 17. You're in second place. You want to be again? 17. Now would it be 17? 50 one more time.
17.
Now 20. It'd be 20. Did 20 now?
25.
Now 30. It'd be 30.
30.
Now 35.
Yeah.
It'd be 35. 35. It'd be 40. It'd be 40. I have sold $35 to Todd Starnes.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
That's an expensive box of donuts. How fun.
She said you would pay for them. Glad.
$35. All right. Now, so you get a cut of this, I guess, as the auctioneer.
A small fee, yes.
You can just take your payment of donuts. I love it. This may be a first in noon to three talk radio history.
It could be.
And it may be the last time we do this.
Yeah, it could be the last. That's right.
I love it. Lance Walker with Walker Auctions. And Lance, you know, again, there is a serious side to what you guys do, because a lot of times when people, they lose a loved one and they have the estate sales, and you guys have to kind of walk through that. And I know you're a person of faith, so that must really help.
It does. I also have a master's degree in guidance counseling. That's what I was before I was an auctioneer. That really helps me, because we are dealing a lot of times with people who are going through a big change of life. Their mom's died, their dad's died, or maybe they're going into a retirement home, a nursing home, whatever. So we have to be conscious of that, and we make great friends with our sellers. You know, we just get to know them real well, and we actually advise them on what to sell and not to sell. It surprised me. Terry will say, "Oh no, you don't want to sell that. That's something you'll want to keep." Or something they want to keep, she'll say, "Hey, what are you going to do with that? You don't have room for it where you're going." And then she'll say, "Yeah, you know, I should sell that." So
we talked about the comic books. Is there another moment that was just really special for you guys that stood out?
The highlight of my benefit auction, I used to do one in San Francisco, and it was a very, very wealthy crowd. And George Lucas, his children attended that school, so you can imagine that, you know, what kind of people were there at the auction. And he donated. One of his movies was coming out, and it was a Star Wars movie. And so for 50 couples, you would go to the I think he called it Skywalker Ranch. He would feed you a nice steak dinner, and he, of course, had this great theater there. And you'd watch the movie a week before it came out. And so I sold that. It brought $100,000. And he let me sell it twice.
Wow!
So that one item for that charity brought $200,000, and that was really exciting that night. Yeah, we started about $30,000, and it just boom, 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 boom went on up. And so I love doing things like that that help charities, private schools, hospitals, foundation, St. Jude. You know, we're at Lobana. We do for that, and do charities all over the country. We were in Mobile a couple of weeks ago helping the Presbyterian Children's Home. That's a great charity in Alabama. and had a lot of fun down there doing that. So,
well, I just think what you guys are doing is spectacular, well, and it's so well done. WalkerAuctions.com is the website. And, folks, there's a lot of great stuff that you can bid on
online,
which is pretty cool.
And, Todd, it's so easy. I'd like to show you. I'm not going to promote our side here, but what's happening today is everybody is getting out their phone, and I'm bidding on a forklift. I need a forklift, Todd. And I look on and I say, I've just been outbid. I punch a button and boom, up, now I'm the high bidder. So, you know, it took me 5 seconds to make that bid. I didn't have to go anywhere. I did it while I was on your radio show instead of having to show up somewhere and stand and, you know, wait for that to happen.
You need a forklift?
I need a forklift. I don't have a forklift, Todd. Do you?
Well, no, but we've got young, strong guys here that work on staff, and they can lift and tote.
I may not do that anymore then.
I love this. This is great. And again, all sorts of crazy stuff here. How do these people just reach out to you,
yes,
or how does that work?
Well, we marketing is huge for us. And I tell you, I know they say times are tough, but Todd, to me, this is the time when you step up your advertising. You don't cut back. And so we've increased our online presence, our radio advertising, our TV advertising. So we can reach about 500,000 people throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're a part of what's called MarketNet Alliance. It's 65 auction companies that went together. And so we have a great outreach on any item you want to sell. That's how we got the comic book sold. We were able to find buyers for comic books through them.
Love it. Yeah. And it's just a lot of fun, too.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Do you enjoy, what do you enjoy more, the online stuff or?
Oh, I enjoy a live auction. There's nothing more fun than doing a live auction.
I love it.
It's just a lot of fun. In fact, we're going to sell a house up in Missouri here in a couple of weeks, and it'll be live. We're going to be standing on the front porch and sell a house, and that's going to be fun. So nothing like a live auction.
And you were on an episode of Hoarders. We got about 60 seconds.
Yes, we had one of our buyers that her daughter-in-law, I guess, which called, turned her in. So they called me and they said, "Where did you get all this stuff?" And I mean, she had so much stuff, and she said, "Well, I got it from Walker Auctions." And so the guy, producer, calls me up. So I went down. It was in Collierville. And was on the show, and it was a great experience. But I thought, my word, bless her heart. I had no idea she was hoarding. We did not know that. We thought she was a seller. We have a lot of people that buy from us and resell, and it was stacked up.
Bless
her heart.
Lance, we didn't know you were a celebrity as well. That's awesome. Lance, it's been a lot of fun. We appreciate you coming by. And again, it's a fun thing that you guys do, and you're helping so many people all over America. And we just want to say thank you, and we salute you.
I appreciate it, and it's been a blessing to be a part of your team here, Todd.
All right. Lance Walker, everybody. WalkerAuctions.com. If you want to check it out. If you're a big political buff, they've got some great presidential signatures and other memorabilia. You got to check that out. Folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. ToddStearns.com is our website. And you can check out all of our great news stories as well. Newsletter coming out momentarily. Gotta run. We will see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.